like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and this is It's Movie Time.
Opening this week, Killer Joe with Matthew McConaughey. This is an excellent film noir with both humor and blood.
You think he's convincing?
He is very convincing because he plays a Dallas policeman who, on the side, makes a ton of money as an assassin. And he's hired by a trailer trash family to off their mother so that they can get their insurance.
It sounds depressing, yet you're laughing.
I am laughing because it is, you know, naturally. Remember with the Queen of Versailles, I really wanted to look down at them and I couldn't. This one, I can look down at these people. It's the kind of thing where a romantic dinner is tuna casserole.
Ah.
So anyway, and McConaughey is the urban dude coming into their world and upsetting it.
So do you think this is kind of a comeback for him? Because we haven't seen him in a while.
Actually, this was made last year and for some reason it has been delayed. So I don't
For
think
For some reason, we don't know why, because it's so great.
But anyway, it's worth seeing if you like film noir. It has a different spin to it, a modern spin to film noir, but it still is the same, and it's worth seeing. One that we both have seen that unfortunately is going to be leaving, but we think is worthwhile to tell our audience in case they can see it by DVD or if somebody brings it back.
Pelotero. This documentary is about the world of baseball. It's set in the Dominican Republic, and it really is an expose of Major League Baseball. It's shocking. It is about corruption, greed, and really poverty.
Yeah.
And the exploitation of athletes and young people.
Do you realize 20% of the ball players in Major League Baseball are from the Dominican Republic?
And that's the thing. That's really the basis for this documentary. Because if you're a baseball fan, you'll love this. But if you're not a baseball fan, you will be mesmerized by the story of these two teenagers leading up to what they hope will be the biggest day in their lives, which is July 2nd. It's signing day. That's bonus day, and that's when you can really change your family's life.
And in fact, most of the film is the anticipation of their making millions of dollars for the bonus on the signing. Everyone is involved in this, and I think not so much for me an expose as the really good stuff of a documentary. Just putting your camera down and letting the family talk, and you can see what their hopes are, how much of their life depends on how much that boy will make on the signing day. And there are problems that come with the birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
with people trying to manipulate the system.
Right.
Scouts, for instance, will send rumors around so that they'll reduce the price of the ball player.
Well, and I think it also is one of these things where it shows you the underbelly. They're basically farms. It's like these kids in the Dominican Republic are the crops. And it you know, you learn things throughout this documentary. There are two offices in the world for Major League Baseball. One
yes.
is in New York City, the other, Dominican Republic.
Yes.
And every day after the age of 16, your value goes down.
Yes.
And by the way, to get half of what a U.S. ball player gets in a bonus in the Dominican Republic makes headlines.
The ironic and sad thing is how cheaply they try to buy these ball players compared with the millions that American ball players will make. One of the things that really interested me was the trainer who works for years
right.
with a kid and makes nothing, but he will get a percentage.
Fat percentage.
Right, so nobody is pure here.
Well, and I think what this shows is this is all about what desperation is like. The thing that made me so sad, because this movie is going to make you feel everything. You're going to feel disgusted. You're going to feel shocked. You're going to get excited by the prospect of these kids being able to change their lives. You never once hear any of these players dream about the achievements of ball players who came before them. It's all about the money.
The movie is mostly centered upon what are you going to make in the signing.
Right.
So about that really pure and fine part of it, you get very little.
They're working 10, 15 hours a day when they're very young to get this dream. You see it and you'll have mixed emotions about it. But the one thing I will say is this is thought-provoking, and I think this is probably one of the best sports documentaries there.
Would you grade this for me, please?
I would give it an A.
All right. And I would give it a B just to make sure that we keep in the right perspective, because I think it's as close to an A as I have seen. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews at wcbe.org.